from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, it's World Kindness Day. We're trying to figure out what to do on Kindness Day. Didn't think it'd be this difficult, but yeah, we're having trouble. And maybe it's the state of the world that we live in, that when you have to rack your brain to think about what kindness is, maybe it's a wake-up call for everyone. Mm-hmm. Just to go, if we have to have a round table and talk for over 45 minutes about what kindness is, and we're still all kind of iffy, and the best thing we have is giving Johnny's mom a glass of water during a gangbang. That's a sad state of the world right there.
Times are sad. Although we have determined that is kind.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So if you got anything to add to that.
818-955-2955. With being kind is recommending the Heidi and Frank Show to somebody who doesn't listen. Or is that just a gray area?
Oh, it's pretty great.
I feel like it's kind because maybe you're recommending because you are the king of concerts. I mean, we got more tickets than any other show.
I do have I'm the ticket master of Southern California.
Oh, that's already taken.
Oh, ticket master's already taken. I'm going to get sued for that. I am the Live Nation of Southern California.
No.
Oh, crap. I am the StubHub of Southern California. No.
You are the golden boy.
Well, I'll work on it. Yeah. But I do have a lot of tickets, and I have Disney tickets coming up at 7:40 today. So Disney was very kind to give us those.
Yeah, that's
so we can give it away to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got a 4-pack of 1-day 1-park passes, and I'll let you know when to call. Well, 7:40 is when to call, but I'll let you know exactly when to call. Yeah, you can take a big chunk out of your Christmas budget, not having to buy all that other stuff, and be like, hey, this counts, kids. They don't know you want it.
Yeah.
Family gift.
Where'd you get the money, Dad? Did you rob a gas station?
I worked 3 jobs to get you kids your dream.
No, I listened to that Ticketmaster guy. Don't call him that. He'll get sued. Joe's got a suggestion for kindness. Hey, Joe.
Joe or Jill?
Oh,
Well, I did say Joe, but I'm assuming it's Jill now.
Hey, Jill.
It is.
Oh, hey, Jill.
100%. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning. You have quite a voice. It should be on radio.
I do. I always think I sound like a 9-year-old, but I'm not. I'm 42.
That was my compliment. See?
You do sound young.
That was a compliment, yeah.
Okay, Jill, what's your suggestion for kindness today?
Well, I actually have a few. The first one is, since I'm driving, we do this every single day, but letting somebody over is one of the easiest things to do, but not everyone does it. You know, we all have some place to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we all have some place to go, we're all going really, really slow. Even if you get in front of me, we're still going slow. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're racing to get there. You're going to get there at the same time if you let me in. And then we can do that whole wave to each other. I can wave up in the rearview mirror, and then you can wave.
Thank you.
Yeah,
correct.
That falls back into the courteous category.
That's letting you get in line behind me.
That should be social etiquette.
Yeah,
it's a social norm, and it should be, as opposed to, you know, just...
How about this?
Riding the guy's bumper in front of you. I'm not letting you in.
Well, how do you feel about this? It's like, if they've got their blinker on and they're like, hey, could I get in? Will you let the guy in who doesn't do the blinker and he's just trying to get over and he doesn't put his blinker on? He's just expecting you to let him in?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and there is always the debate about the person who, when people are waiting in line to get off on a exit ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy who takes the lane all the way up and just tries to cut in right there at the ramp. And people have been like waiting up the freeway quite a while, in line. And it's like, at the last
minute. Oh, can I get over now? Can I get over?
Son of a bitch. Okay, that's me.
I guess the kind thing to do would be like, go ahead. Go.
Go ahead.
Go.
Makes you feel better. But maybe they do have some place to go and they had to cut the line.
Maybe their mom is in a hospital.
Maybe his wife's water broke.
Yeah.
Jill, You still there?
I am still here. You guys can't lose me.
Were you looking for a wonderful prize?
I actually was, but...
What do you want?
I have one more for you guys.
All right, give us another act of kindness.
So time is money, and volunteering your time at an animal shelter, a hospital, spending time with kids in need, time is money. That's an act of kindness.
That's true.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
any kind of volunteer work.
Yes, I mean, right.
That's sure. Soup kitchen, whatever it might be, as long as you're going down to help out. And there's plenty of things to do if you went online and says, you know, if you want to help out things in your community, and plenty of places you can go volunteer. So volunteering. Good idea, Jill. I'm going to give you a prize for being so kind today to let us know how to be kind. What ticket did you want? Did you hear that I had?
3 days grace would melt my heart.
3 days grace. Those are yours. You're going.
Go.
Thank you.
Jordan, you want to play a little 3 days grace for Jill? It'd be kind to you right now to pop that out and really get her all pumped up because she's going.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Jill. Thanks,
Jill.
We need you.
Let's see. Most popular song. Oh, yeah. We all know this one. I Hate Everything About You. On Kindness Day.
By every sigh and scream we make. All the feelings that
it's not very kind today to be doing a shout out for someone that you hate everything about. We would do a round table real quick, and then we'll get back to being kind to people.
Okay. Yeah, it's just perfect.
All right, shout out to someone you basically, you know, hate everything about.
I hate everything about you. Why do I love you?
Oh, you still have love him at the end?
Yeah, still love
you
with
hate him, but you still love them.
Uh-huh.
All right, give a shout out, Heidi. Your brother?
I think you all... No.
You hate him, but you still love him.
Oh, my brother? I don't hate him. He's just annoying.
You hate everything about him.
Everything about him annoys me. God.
But lyrically, that's not the song.
I know. Fine. Darren.
Darren. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
My older brother. God. Mama.
Johnny. Love you, wifey.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah. Wait a second. That is not fair.
That's all we
needed. I hate you now.
That's all we needed.
That's all we needed.
That's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, we got to get back to these kind calls. You guys,
we really do.
Enough of you guys being mean to people.
I fell for that trap. Yeah. I've fallen for it before.
Let's go to Chiquanta. Hey, Chiquanta.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
We're good. Cool name.
I love your makeup.
See that part.
See, kind.
Thank you. My story for act of kindness is I was in the grocery store and there was a lady ahead of me with three kids and she's paying for her groceries and total came up and she's taking stuff out of her groceries. Mm. I look at the cashier, looks at me, and I look at her and I just slide money.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
And the cashier was about to tell her, oh, she has a nope.
Just
take don't
care
tell
of
her.
Don't
just,
care
about. Just take the money.
And that's the definition. It says you didn't expect anything in return. You didn't even want recognition. You just paid for the groceries that she was like removing from her cart. Now, did you make sure like the stuff that she was buying was like healthy stuff for her kids and not like this nasty old processed
food? She didn't have junk. It was like food, like meat and beans and stuff.
Oh, okay. So real sustenance.
Protein.
Yeah.
All right, Chiquanta. Do you want a concert ticket or something? Do you want a prize for being so kind?
No, I'm good.
See, she's super kind.
Yes. Angel from the sky.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
No, I'm good. I just enjoy listening to you guys every morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Alrighty. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm glad I got her name right, Chiquanta. Because I'm going to say, I could have gone anywhere. I mean, there's 7% of people out there admit that they have no idea how to pronounce names. Like, they have a problem. Like, when they read a name, they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of those?
I'm one of those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you thought Joaquin's were quinoas for so long.
Yeah, quinoa
because he's got dyslexia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, when I see the I know there's a restaurant, there used to be anyway, in Malibu called Joffrey's, but it's spelled Jeffrey. So I always get that wrong. It's Jeffrey. It's just a different spelling of Jeffrey. But people say Joffrey's. So it's, I never really know.
It doesn't
know
have
on
a G
one.
On it. It's not the Joffrey like the giraffe at Toys R Us.
Isn't it Joffrey? It's Jeffrey.
That is still Jeffrey. Yeah.
But they call it Joffrey's.
But they because the one at the giraffe is Jeffrey, right?
Spelled Geoffrey.
It's spelled the same way.
Yeah. So I'm always like Jeffrey. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That's like people with Lewis. When you see Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, is it Lewis or Louis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Louis Armstrong, or is it Lewis?
Louis sells cigarettes out of his trunk. Okay.
Louis on his way to Kalamazoo. Yeah.
Louis is the guy who works a regular job.
Yeah. And Lou's his dad.
Let's get back to being kind. Let's see. We got some calls. Hello, James.
Hey, good morning, family. How y'all doing this
morning? Good morning. We're good.
What's your suggestion for World Kindness Day?
Well, I wanted to give a shout out first to something that Joe Jill said, because running a and it's not about me running a nonprofit for animals myself. That's one of the greatest things you can do, is give time for those that can't take care of themselves, whether it be kids or animals.
Is it all animals, James, or you have a selected animal that you prefer and you only take care of that one, like say a Yorkie?
Well, no, my nonprofit is for all dogs, but
okay, good for you, good for
yeah. But the reason I called is that one that's real simple is, and I know it does nothing to hydrate Johnny's mom, but you can pay in the drive through. I mean, she may be behind me, but that would be a weird night.
You have to pay extra for that.
All right, yes, the paying it forward, so to speak, or paying for the car behind you.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever paid for the car behind you?
But
anybody on the show ever done the drive through pay behind instead of not pay it forward? Is paying behind?
Yeah, they still call it pay it forward.
And you can kind of be discerning too. You look in the rearview mirror. If it's a mom with three kids and it's a beat up, mode of transportation or something,
but
you can
kind
of look.
If it's a car full of fat people, I'm not doing it.
The kind thing to do, Frank, would be to do it anyway.
I'm going to Taco Bell. They're like, that's $575. I'm like, wait, what did they get? I look back there, and it's just like,
it's a minivan.
Yeah, 1,000-pound sisters with those two guys on motorcycles behind them. I'm like, oh, great.
And they're coming off a fast.
If they're pumping skunk out the windows, you know that's going to be a big order.
A big bill.
Thank you so much, James, for calling in. It's World Kindness Day, trying to get some ideas about what kindness is.
Yeah, I don't want to take credit for getting caught up in one, though. I never started one, but I was in the middle of one of those things, and I did it. I paid it forward.
Because someone paid for yours, so you're like, well, let me get his, too.
Yeah.
Then there's guilt. Like, you don't want to be the guy that ends the line.
Exactly.
And be like, that's even worse. Do you want to pay for the car behind you? Because the last 15 guards have paid for the car behind them. Would you like to do that as well? No.
Yeah, I know.
Why? You can't go on forever. Someone's
I know.
End it, right?
Somebody's
got to break
it.
That chain mail.
Yeah. If you don't send this, you're going to have bad luck for 7 years. Like, I'm taking my chances.
Exactly.
I don't need people pissed at me for sending them this.
Well, I guess I'm not going to have good luck or whatever the hell this is supposed to be about.
I'm looking at my moment right now thinking I should have sent those letters. 7 years of this.
Oh my God. Tons of texts coming in and calls. Another suggestion is write a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher, since it doesn't always have to be about money. It's like, why are you paying it forward or paying? I mean, even though that's kind gestures and stuff, someone said put a $20 bill in a diaper box where the handle is, just slip a 20 in a diaper box. And so when people go buy diapers, they find a 20 in there with the diapers. And they're like, oh, thank you. You're probably helping somebody out.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
But it's not always about money.
Yeah,
like I said, there is no connection there. I mean, Jaquinta being so nice, she didn't want the recognition. So there was no, like, eye-to-eye contact. Like, oh, thank you so
thank
much.
You so
there
much.
Are good people in the world. This woman's having a hard time. She's
and it might
single
inspire
mom.
That
she's got
woman,
a couple
too.
Of kids. Yeah, she's like, maybe wanted to turn around and thank her so much. But she's like, no, I don't need any recognition. So there is no connection.
Right.
But writing the teacher, teachers who just are just miserable, taking care of your just
you
stanky little farting kids.
Snotty.
Write her a nice note, say, I appreciate everything you do. You know, the kids, you know, how you're molding minds. And
for 8 hours a day, he's in your
struggling chair. Every day with the world we live in.
That could be creepy.
Buying your own school supplies.
Well, why is that creepy?
What do you mean? You slipping a note to your kid's teacher?
A hard
well, you're all thinking of you doing it, and she's hot. You're making it creepy.
You don't include a DP. By the way, look at this apple. Yeah. Look at this baby holding an apple for you.
Yeah, look at that baby arm.
I got an apple for you.
Yeah.
They get paid to take care of my snotty nosed little kids.
Not much,
not
though.
Not enough. No.
That's not much.
Can you imagine? You want to be with your kids 8 hours a day?
No. Another suggestion. say good morning to that random person next to you on the elevator. Which is also considered creepy, talking on an elevator. Good morning! Oh, great. Now I'm stuck with this guy. Yeah. It's almost like the chatty person next to you on a plane.
That's when you fake getting off at a floor you don't even want to get off at. You're like, nope, well, here's my stop. And then you just get off and then
the
you wait.
Button. This for the next floor.
Yeah.
It's tough to start.
We'll take the stairs.
Tough to start a conversation in our elevators, though. Because it's like there's only two floors in between. So you get the good morning out. How's your day going? And then, you know, they start telling you about everything. And it opens up. All right. See,
yeah, I don't want to hear about everything. It's perfect time for a little good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Say something positive on social media to compete with all the negativity on there. So
I guess point.
You could do that. That people, that won't get picked up by the algorithm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any likes on a nice comment.
Yeah.
Leave a generous tip. Maybe up your normal percentage today. A little generous tip. Or text or call a random friend just to tell them how awesome they are.
Hmm.
You know, I did that last night. My
phone didn't ring.
Well, I text both my kids and just told them how proud I am of them.
That's very nice. Hmm.
This is before Kindness Day, and I was like, Kindness Day, I was like, oh, wow. And last night, I was just like, I texted my son and said, you know, how proud I am of him and the man he's become. And then I did the same thing with my daughter, because she got like a review, like at her work, and it was just a glowing review. And I was like, look at that, you know, I'm really proud of him. So I'm like, I got to tell them that.
Of course.
If I don't tell them, then, you know, I mean, that means a lot. I saw Steve Harvey, he was like on a podcast saying how, when his dad died, there was nobody to tell him that they were proud of him anymore, and it really effed him up.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. You know, you got to take those moments, because life is fleeting. You don't know if you're ever going to be able to tell them that again. And so I want them to have that text in their phone, so they always have it.
Wait, did it freak them out? Were they like, what's wrong, Dad?
What are you dying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why are you, what's going on?
Is your shingles getting worse?
Yeah, how bad are
it's affecting
cheese?
His brain. Yeah. He's got shingles brain.
They turn into clay tiles.
With solar panels.
Let's see. We got Sandra. Always give homeless people blankets.
I've done that. Or hoodies.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you walk up to him and say, hey, I want to give you this hoodie? Do you make the connection? Or you just throw it out your window at him?
No, I mean, you make the connection first. And then especially if they're just like if they're nice and that you can see that they're really struggling and you know, like, say, we know it's going to rain. You know, like, I'll run out there and I'll just be like, hey, man, you need this?
A hoodie in the rain?
Well, I mean,
how about an umbrella or something?
It was more of a cold night. I didn't.
Maybe a blue tarp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, they probably
tarp
have
would be
that.
Good.
Yeah, in the rain, not a hoodie.
A poncho.
It's gonna get all heavy and soggy.
I was trying to help. Okay.
Sometimes we miss the mark,
and I'm clearing out my closet.
Heidi and Frank, judging kindness.
That's not that, but. You did it because you're cleaning out your closet. You didn't do it for a nice thing.
I mean,
you did it because you're cleaning out your closet.
I cleaned out my closet so I knew what I had to give away.
You didn't
want
to drive all the way to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I've been driving to
Goodwill. What? Gives them clothes for free. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. They
do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the clothing provided to people who really need it. That's what their whole thing
why
is.
Why do they charge so much when you go in for
they free stuff. I've been in a Goodwill.
Yeah. But that's because you're buying Goodwill stuff. But there are.
So I could just go shoplift at Goodwill and they're not going to charge me? They're not going to, like, tackle me?
No, they
you just
got to
look like you really need it.
You're still
man,
stealing
about
from
sad.
The store.
You're just shopping at Goodwill and they're tackling you for it.
But I'm saying that there's
rock bottom.
resources out there for homeless people to be able to get new clothing and jackets.
But they don't know that. Maybe they're mentally ill.
A lot of them, yeah.
They're not heading down
you
there.
You see them on an off-ramp, and you're like, oh, I have a power.
Do they have to use the hoodie the way a hoodie is supposed to be used, or can they, like, wipe their butt with it? And go, thanks, man, I was out of paper. Oh, you're like, no.
Once it's in their possession, they can do whatever they want.
Like, I was just wondering if you're going to, like, you know, still any connection to that hoodie at all.
Frank, they can wear it backwards and use the hood for popcorn, you know? Put the hood forward and just...
Well, then, where in the hell are they getting popcorn? And how are they going to make it?
For me, I'll drop off the popcorn and he can put it in the hoodie that Jordan gave him.
I did see a guy with a cart yesterday stacked. Oh. Where he had a microwave and a smoke. Did you take a picture of the guy?
I took a picture of it.
And had one of those smokers.
Like so those, impressive. Those I'll load it up.
Big them. Ones.
A homeless
no
man?
No way.
Yeah, but it was like on a stacked on a shopping cart. Yeah,
by the crack house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That seems dangerous. Yeah,
that is dangerous. I'm like, what? My question yesterday was like for the homeless. I'm like, if you're homeless and you know it,
clap your hands.
No, if you're homeless and you know it, how are you a nester? Why are you collecting things?
Yeah,
you got to be. I think you know you're on the move. You know, and you find stuff that you need at the moment, and then it's like when you're moving on or whatever. But why are you? Even if you find a good spot to sleep at night, why do you got to have like? Three kids, electric
power wheels,
some power wheels, and a smoker, and an unplugged microwave, and I'm like, what are you doing?
I think because
on a corner,
because they think that's value, that adds value to their life. It's like, well, no, I'm not as bad as that guy. Look at that guy has nothing. Look at all my stuff.
You think? Like,
no matter what group you're in.
It's not as bad as that guy who has nothing.
Yeah. Correct. So you're like, oh, that guy doesn't have anything. Look at me, man. Like I got a smoker, I got a microwave.
Okay.
I got all these blankets.
Joneses, man. Always trying to keep up with them.
Yeah. Right. There's always a Jones. The Joneses.
We're already at time once again.
Arg.
All right. Everybody's still talking. I mean, it is a trend today. It's the World Kindness Day. We got more people calling in with suggestions. And I think that as a society and as a general audience, we need to remind ourselves what being kind is. So let's just keep this going. And we'll come back with some birthdays and history quiz and give away some stuff. It is November 13th. I got all the stuff to give away. And in about 16 minutes, got them Disney tickets to give away. So be kind and keep it here on the Heidi and Frank Show.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank Show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.